Now, the Connection Puzzle Radio Show on CosmicBroadcasting.com and the Cosmic Broadcasting app.
Welcome to the Connection Puzzle Radio Show. I'm your guest host for the hour, Suzanne Muller-Hines, and I am the CEO of Happy Living Forever and the author of the book, Lovable, 21 Practices for Being in a Loving and Fulfilling Relationship. And I love supporting single men and women to crush their fears, transform their unhealthy patterns, and develop the skills they need to have a fulfilling and lasting love life that works for both people. And you can catch me at HappyLivingForever.com. You know, Len, I used to live in Colorado, as you know, for 15 years. And now I live in Switzerland with the love of my life. And I'm so excited to be here in Colorado. The sun is out. I'm in here live in the studio. And Len, it is great to be back here today. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you.
It's great to see you.
It's always sort of a weird dynamic, especially when you have a host that does their show from, I don't know, Switzerland, and then you just happen to be here. I'm like, hey, you know, so there is a real person on the other side.
That's right, across the pond.
Exactly.
Just, you know, 4,000 miles away.
You know. How's the weather there?
It's cold, from what I hear. I'm loving this weather, though. I'm like a little kitty in the car right now, like basking in the sun.
Right.
I'm like purring, like, oh, because, you know, Colorado's cold, just like Switzerland.
True.
And we get the sun, but this, I don't know, there's something about the sun. I think it must be the elevation and how high we are.
How close we are to it, yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm loving it. I'm digging it.
Enjoy it while we can.
I will. So thanks, everybody, for whoever brought this awesome sunshine. Maybe I did.
Nice.
Maybe that's my mom's nickname for me. She's like, you're my sunshine. I'm like, oh, Mom, you're so sweet. Moms are great. So it's so great. I have the pleasure of guest hosting for this hour right here on the Connection Puzzle Show for the fabulous Stacey Klein. And this segment is all about seeking love and keeping that love healthy and rewarding and lasting. And today we're going to talk to our guest, Maureen McNamara, about stress and overwhelm and sometimes even loneliness of the holidays, because that can really set in for people. And Maureen is going to share some ways to stay grounded, cheerful, and even have a stress-free, you know, holiday around this time. And how can you have the best holiday ever and even have the opportunity of meeting somebody special? I know for myself, Len, I met my husband around this time at the end of the year, and I think there's just something kind of magical about it. Have you ever heard of couples meeting around this time?
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Maybe it's kind of sparkly.
Yeah. You know, good holiday season. It to me, it all kind of wraps around holiday season, a present that you weren't expecting, something like that.
Yeah, my husband, I wasn't expecting. It was a nice surprise.
Absolutely.
And then in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about, you know, I get this question a lot, which is, where do I meet a quality person? Where can I meet people? Well, we're going to dive into like 7 or 8 different places where you can meet someone special. And we're going to talk about the pros and the cons of each and really what could work best for people. Because it is kind of different strokes for different folks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it depends on your energy. So in the second half of the hour, we're going to dive more into that. But before we bring on our first guest, I have a huge surprise for everybody. On January 30th, on this hour, I have the pleasure of interviewing the king of relationships, the guru of partnerships. And back in October, I had the pleasure of meeting him on a panel. We did some panel discussions in New York City. And guess who it is? All right, you're going to guess? You know who it is. So I'm going to tell him. It is the infamous Master John Gray. We have him for the whole hour. He's the author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, as everybody knows. And he's got this great book out right now. It's all about ADHD in adults, teenagers, kids. And we're going to dive into some of the issues that singles are plagued with. And he's got a great book out called Staying Focused in a Hyper World. So I highly recommend it. Great gift for people that you know that are dealing with stress and overwhelm right now. And he's going to be on the show for the whole hour. So get your questions ready. Put it on your calendar. It's going to be, again, Friday, January 30th. We're going to have him for the whole hour, which will be fabulous. Isn't that awesome?
Nice.
So if you're listening and you want to call in and ask Maureen a question or myself a question for the second half about where to meet somebody, the numbers to call in during this hour are 719-362-8851 or 8852. 8853 or 8854, and I'll give you those phone numbers later in the show. You can also interact with me right on your desktop player by clicking on the tab with the three blue dots. Ask a question, share a comment. We definitely want to hear from you. So again, my website is happylivingforever.com. So we're going to get right into things. So my first guest today is a good friend of mine and someone who has helped me grow my happy living business very, very rapidly. So Maureen wants to live in a world where laughter is the elixir of choice and caramel-flavored kisses are readily available and judgment is out of style as the rotary phone. And as a limitless living strategist and a joyologist, she's been hugged by happy clients, applauded by delighted audience, and featured on international telesummits, radio shows, and body, mind, spirits expos. And when she's not empowering people to ditch those limitations and reveal more joy, you can find her playing with her fabulous dog and debating the benefits of white chocolate versus dark chocolate. And perhaps it's just easier to have it all in life. So to discover how to fully joyfully and joyfully in the amusing side of reality, Maureen's website is www.letgolivenow.com. And her Facebook page is facebook.com/letgolivenow.com. Please welcome Maureen to the show. Hi, Maureen.
Hello. What a joy and pleasure to be here with you, Suzanne, and certainly all of your listeners.
We're so grateful to have you on, Maureen. You're always such a delight and so energetic.
Well, I wonder what kind of magic we can create today, and I wonder what tips or tools that we can share that will allow everyone to choose and create a really magical close to 2014.
Yes, let's do it. So let's kick off with, Maureen, why do you think the holidays are stressful overall for people?
It's interesting. I would like to just do a quiz. Hands up if you think the holidays are stressful. I can see or feel that people are like, nodding their head, kind of, right? Well, here's a perspective. Check this out and see how it feels for you, is that as humans, we're very symbiotic and we're very aware. And when we're very aware, we become aware of maybe what other people are feeling. And a lot of people do choose and create and live from stress, maybe all the time. But it seems that during the holidays, things are amped up. And if typically in the summer or in the spring we're stressed about money, we seem to be even more stressed about it during the holidays. And if we have a touchy relationship with our family, because during the holidays there seems to be more family interactions, more events, more shindigs, etc., we're interacting with more people, and maybe people that we normally wouldn't. In that, when other people are stressed, consider that the stress you may be feeling, perhaps you're actually perceiving, and it's not all yours.
Say more about that.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this, and this is a game changer for myself, for my clients, that when we realize that we are very aware, I mean, who has had the experience that you're thinking of someone and they text you, or you just thought of somebody and then you see them? There's this symbiotic connection that we all have, and in that, it's possible that we're picking up on other people's thoughts, feelings, emotions, stresses, anxieties, etc. I mean, even consider a first date. A first date, some people are nervous, and I would throw down, well, are you nervous, or are you aware that your date is nervous? And then when you think about that, you can take a deep breath. Oh, well, maybe I'm just aware of somebody else's holiday stress. And actually, I'll throw down, so that's a concept, and here's a tool on how to deal with that. If you feel stressed, ask yourself, in this moment, am I stressed, or am I aware of somebody else that may be choosing stress? And if it lightens a little bit, or you can breathe a bit deeper, it probably wasn't all yours, or some of it wasn't yours, or all of it wasn't. And then you can make a new choice.
I love that tool, Maureen. That's perfect. And I love what you pointed to. It's like it's just kind of amped up. Like we all love the holidays, but there is that extra added of stress. I love that tool. That's a great one.
It's so, a favorite.
It is. It's lovely. Maureen, what tips do you have so that we may experience this season kind of with more joy?
Yes, I would say that if you typically experience this season with joy, I would throw down the challenge, how could it be even easier and more joyful? And if you typically experience this season with trepidation and Grinch-likeness, grumpiness, how could you really shift and change that? My first tip, invitation. Don't do things out of obligation and should and supposed to. That doesn't serve anybody.
Maureen, that's great. I used to do that. Like, oh my God, I should go to this party. Oh my God, I have to jam my schedule packed. And then when I stopped doing that, I gained so much more freedom and joy that I don't have to do everything in the holidays because I just got really overwhelmed.
Yeah. And, you know, Susan, I bet you had the experience of feeling honored that someone was including in the party and that you should go, or what would they think if I said no? And then we're operating from people's judgments that we're not even aware of, and it's just messy. We can probably all think of somebody that we know that was at an event and we knew they were just there because they were dragged along and they didn't want to be there. It's obvious. Even if you think you're playing it, you're a good actor.
Yes.
You can tell if you don't want to be there. So do everyone a favor. Choose what's best and most caring for you.
Yeah, like sit home in your pajamas with the fire and hot chocolate in your slippers.
Yeah.
Enjoy a movie.
And you know what's interesting? I learned this last year. How did I get this far in my life without knowing this? This might be an aha moment for some of you, or it might be like, oh yeah, I know that. At least in the Northern Hemisphere, in this time of year, we have less sunlight. Things get darker earlier. I think the sun is setting just in my world right now around 6:15. I was out last night at a networking event. It was dark. And I really, my strong inclination was book by the fire. And so in this time of year, when there's more requests to be social, it's actually, what's that called? Circadian rhythm-wise, it's actually a time to go inside and be more nesty. So to go to all these holiday events and parties, etc., kind of goes against the nature of natural. And so I would invite two things. One, drop the obligations and shoulds and choose what's most caring for you. Suzanne, you said it perfectly. If that is your favorite pair of slippers and hot cocoa and what have you, do that. Now, my second tool, tip, if you do choose to go out and be seasonally delighted in all of these events and things like that, really create that to go the way you desire. And the way I do that, and I would throw down some homework. Are we allowed to give homework to people? Can we?
Yes, you would get fun homework, though, that works. So you go right ahead and get that homework. Boring.
We'd like your
essay
submitted by January 5th about your experience with this. Actually, it would be fun. Please let Suzanne or myself know what you did to create this season as positive. And here's my tip. It sounds super simple. Ask generative questions.
Give us an example of those, Maureen. I know what you mean, but share it with the listeners. What can they ask?
Here's an example. I go home for the holidays. I go to visit my parents and my brother. And there are times when I would have loved for that to have gone smoother, more easily, more peaceful. Last year, and I'm doing it again this year, I asked questions. It seems like, and the good news is we have memory, and our memory serves to be like, oh, yeah, that. Right, when I'm with this person, they're kind of, maybe they're mean or they ask questions, whatever. We have awareness, but also things can change. And so what I did and what I invite you to do is ask generative questions. And here are some examples. Before the holidays last year and again this year, I will say, I wonder how this visit could be the best one yet. I wonder what it would take to have each day be filled with ease. Now, this, it sounds really basic, but questions like that begin to set a positive tone before you've even arrived at that event, that party, that holiday getaway, that family excursion. Instead, what is very common that we do is like, ah, this is going to be so hard. Ah, I'm sure Aunt Betty is going to ask about why I'm still single. Ah, all of these I'm sure this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, may actually be contributing to those things occurring. And Suzanne, in your work with Happy Living Forever and My Let Go Live Now, I know that we're committed to people creating the future they desire, and that you and I believe, and we certainly want to invite your clients, your listeners, to know, you can create your future experiences with your thoughts, your questions, and your current perspective.
And Maureen, the great thing about those questions, even as you are asking them, like, how can I have this holiday season be more joyful than ever? Or how can it be more magical than it ever has before? I don't know about you, but Len, I was feeling like lighter and I don't know, I was feeling all kind of like, you know, mushy over here. It just felt so good. I was like, keep going, girl. You know, like I could, but I'd love that, you know, and whether or not people go, wow, how much more loved can I feel this season, or how much more joyful or magical, whatever positive word they want to throw in that sentence, Maureen, those are some great tips. Thanks for that.
Well, I appreciate you saying what your energetic reaction was to that. That's huge. And if we take the two scenarios we just said, you're considering going to that family event, you're like, ugh, this is going to stink, this is going to be hard, this is... Check out how your body feels when I even say those thoughts. And then check out your body when I say things like, gosh, I wonder what will surprise and delight me. I wonder what will make me laugh. I wonder, you know, how fun this could be. It is a very different energy in your present moment that's setting a tone for your future.
You're absolutely right. It does feel different. Or, wow, I wonder who I can meet on New Year's, or I wonder who I'll meet at this party. And just being open to the energy of that, I think it can shift immediately versus like dread or whatnot.
Exactly.
So Maureen, do you have any advice for those kind of awkward situations of being single during the holidays? Because, you know, when I was single, it was rough. I was really lonely during the holidays, and I had to really work to be social because I kind of wanted to hibernate because everybody had dates and everybody had families, and it was really hard for me at times.
It is interesting. There is, I believe, still in our reality, our society, we're much more accustomed to being in couples, and there still exists a perception that if we are single, there's some type of wrongness. I remember visiting one of my dear friends, and I was at a party. It was like a 4th of July party or something. And her friend said, oh, your friend that's visiting seems delightful. Where's her husband? And my friend responded, I was like, she doesn't have one. Oh, you mean he's just on a business trip? No, she's single. You mean he's coming later? Wait, no, she doesn't have a husband. It was hilarious. Now, okay, I really invite you to consider situations like that to be totally amusing. We had a good laugh about it. It was so far out of her reality that somebody, I think I was in my 30s, could be single, but she couldn't understand it. She literally asked 3 or 4 different ways, and then she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to go get a drink. So
cocktail.
I got a cocktail for this. So I really invite each and every one of you, if you are single, release any and all attachments to anyone that thinks or sees or perceives that as broken or wrongness in some way. Because it's not.
Look at it as a gift.
Choice.
Yeah,
yes.
Like a treasure.
Yes, gift, treasure. I think of it as an adventure. And so things are awkward only because we claim them to be that way. We have a choice. Awkward is a perception. And again, let's go back to that first tip. If someone thinks it's awkward to go to a party as a single person or without a date, is that really yours, or do other people feel uncomfortable showing up solo?
Sure.
Really ask yourself. And then perhaps instead of choosing something to be awkward, choose it to be amusing or interesting or adventuresome. And I'm not trying to diminish it. I don't want to make it sound too basic. And situations that we claim are one way is really a perspective.
That's great advice, Maureen. I love it. It's fantastic. And it's simple. It's really simple and easy.
Yeah.
And I think I could really alter how the holidays are perceived by people. I love it. Any tips? Sorry, Maureen, go ahead. Yep.
It goes along with those things of you know, I kind of want to do a poll for all of our listeners right now. Hands up if you love first dates. Okay, mixed bag out there. I can feel like some of you are like,
everybody's like,
it's been a while.
What if we changed our perspective to worst case scenario, this will be a funny story later? Like, literally, the worst case scenario is going to be something amusing to tweet about or Facebook or tell your friends about the next day. Now, that's a different shift in energy. So things don't have to be awkward or hard. They can just be interesting or amusing.
Exactly. One of the things that I share in my lovable book, Maureen, is, you know, and I had to shift my energy around first dates because I had a lot of them. And I remember finally asking myself, what if I have no idea how this date's going to go? Like, what if I have no idea? And that really allowed for the awe, the surprise, the humor. If it really, like, something weird happened, it was kind of wonky. And it allowed me just to kind of roll with the flow. And what I was really surprised about when I really kept that question in mind, like, what if I have no idea how this is going to go? I was surprised how much better the date went because I had no perception of how it could go. So the disappointment wasn't there. The frustration wasn't there. All that was left was the surprise, no matter how it was going to go. It was amazing.
Beautifully said. Yeah, to really be open to the magic. And I think one of the key pieces that you just said in there, Suzanne, is releasing, dropping, and letting go of any expectation. I mean, that's a tough one when you consider meeting people during the holidays or dating, is we have expectations. Expectations often are part of the ingredients of the recipe to bedlam and disaster. So to go in just really curious.
Curious, yeah, so that's a good word.
What might occur?
Yeah, versus kind of boxed into how it went the last couple of years. What if it isn't, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. It's great. Okay, Maureen, here's an interesting one. Any tips? You know, I think, again, the holidays are a great time to potentially meet somebody because there's just a sparkle in the air. What kind of tips do you have for people over this holiday of meeting people?
I would invite each of you, sit up straighter, stand up, shoulders away from your ears. Go ahead and do this. Take a deep breath. Be bold. Be courageous. Know that you are absolutely in this moment as you are right now, a total, sweet, powerful, lovely, beautiful, handsome gift. Keep your shoulders back and down away from yours. Take another deep breath. Be bold. During this, you're right, Suzanne, this is a sparkly social time. And, you know, what I mentioned earlier was, sometimes being out during this dark early season kind of goes against our circadian rhythms, but choose how you're going to be at this event. Not inauthentically, always be authentic, but be courageous. Approach people. There's so many conversation starters during the holidays. So I would invite you to be approach people, and if you're feeling extra like you want a good shenanigan, feel free to always loom around the mistletoe.
And Maureen, I just have another idea. We were in Barcelona a couple weeks ago, and we saw on the street of the Las Ramblas the Santa Claus hat, and the kind of ears kind of went down past my shoulders to keep my ears warm. So now I have this great Santa Claus hat, and you know I wear it out and I forget I have it on, but people are like smiling. So people could grab a Santa hat or some reindeer ears to make a conversation because people love it. I don't know why. I made people smile and I didn't even know that I was doing it besides the fact my head was warm and my ears were warm. So like maybe a great conversation piece when they go to this party to kind of jazz things up for themselves. And I would imagine it would be easy for people to, a good conversation piece.
Yes, absolutely. And a question that just came to mind that I think is another way, if we're not bedazzled in our Santa gear, is what do you love about the holidays? And it's a really nice approach because it's positive, not like, oh, are you stressed or it's a tough time of year, isn't it? No. You get to create this any way you desire. I do have one more tip, and it is to not get overly eggnogged.
And tell us what you mean by that. I think we know, but tell us, expand on that.
When people are at an event and they're stressed, it seems easy to have, well, yes, I'd love some more Prosecco. Well, yes, I think the spiked eggnog for a fifth glass is a good choice. ultimately, it may not be. So, again, with your shoulders back, a deep breath, know that as you are right now, you are a fabulous gift. And we don't need to overindulge in the adult beverages to have the courage to approach people. And I just invite you to really be aware of your wellness during, you know, as we wrap up 2014, as you start to create all that you desire in your days, future, year ahead. How do you do that in a way that's really respectful and honoring of you and your body? And
that's a great reminder.
I'm not a teacher.
That's a great reminder, Marie. It's beautiful. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. And I hear that you have like a special gift for our listeners specifically, Maureen. What is that?
I have a video series that is my gift to you. It is a limitless living video series. And you'll be able to sign up at letgolivenow.com, right there on the homepage over on the right-hand side. And we'll send you a video immediately, and then in a week, and in a second, third, fourth week, and with homework, and then just some of my favorite tips and tools that I love to share with people. So please take me up on this gift offer and get yourself some videos, and I'll share with you some of my favorite tips and tools.
And by the way, as I'm sure everybody can hear, Maureen is a lot of fun. So I highly recommend getting those videos from her. I've done a lot of personal coaching with her. She is fun. She's light. And she makes a huge difference for people. So, Maureen, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure. And thank you for everything you're doing in the world. And congratulations on your success, the book. And I would imagine all of your listeners already have the book. But if you don't, please gift yourself this holiday season with Suzanne's book or other people that you know and love. It is phenomenal. And it's packed with not just information, but information to work with, activities. And it's just very well done. So thank you so much, Suzanne. Have a beautiful holiday.
You too, Maureen. Talk with you soon.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So that was our guest, Maureen McNamara. Again, you can connect with her at letgolivenow.com. She is amazing. And her Facebook page, you can connect with her at facebook.com/letgolivenow.com. And I'm going to take a quick break now. And when I come back, we'll be continuing the conversation about where you can meet somebody that's high quality. And how can you more easily engage with people over the holidays or even not over the holidays? Like, people can get a little shy, get a little like, what do I say? You know, I'm a fan of not letting opportunity in a moment pass you by, like living with no regrets. So we're going to dive into that in the next half hour. So stay tuned.
Separates us from them.
Juda, Chilia, Kelite, Quality, Qualitet, Qualita, Qualidade, Quality, Jakost, Kajistva, Kalidad, Quality, Ansaud, Upora, Latu.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Quality.
It sounds the same no matter where you're from. Cosmic Broadcasting.
The Party People in Pueblo is a family-friendly place with live entertainment in their theater every weekend with dollar popcorn. Located at 685 South Union Avenue, they have been voted best of Pueblo for places to have a birthday. Check out their website at www.coloradomagician.com or call 719-582-1490 today for more information.
Hey, this is Sam Farnsworth, sports director at KKTV Channel 11 in Colorado Springs, but now I'm also on the team at Cosmic Broadcasting. Listen to my show, The Press Box, each Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. We'll cover it all, from high school sports in your backyard all the way to the pros, exclusive interviews, and of course, we want the listeners involved. We'll take your phone calls and your tweets all on The Press Box.
Hi, my name is Dominic Mancino. You might remember me as a 1970s detective on the ABC show Life on Mars. I also portrayed the locksmith in the movie Inside Man, plus played many other characters in movies such as American Gangster, Vinnie Vino, and the producers, and my newest project, Marco Polo, where I portray a 1940s mobster. I have appeared on TV shows like Law & Order, Sopranos, and Blue Bloods, and have been in several commercials, such as the New York State's lottery Bada Bling, and an international commercial for IKEA, which was filmed in Italy. I can do voiceovers for animated films and any other projects in this field, and have been in the entertainment industry for approximately 12 years. Professional actors like myself work hard at our career, but we do enjoy making movie magic. So for more information on myself as an actor, please go to www.imv.com and type in Dominic Mancino, or visit me on my Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Dominic Mancino. Thank you.
Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to another week of the Animal House.
Guys, our brothers from Pueblo Fire Department are here. Last Wednesday, you guys saved Sarah's dogs. Tell us what it was like, and what is it like getting all this attention?
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, the attention's been overwhelming. We didn't expect. These aren't the first animals we've saved, so it's kind of surprising to us that these animals have created such a. Media.
Pueblo Fire, you guys rock. All of you rock.
Thank you.
Yes, and you're all, are y'all as good looking as the guys here?
No, they're not.
Oh.
No.
You pretty much got the cream of the crop right here.
Yeah. About as good as it gets.
Oh, God. Ladies, that was Nate. Stay away from him. He definitely has an ego. No, I'm kidding.
The Animal House, Tuesday, 5 p.m., only on CosmicBroadcasting.com.
Or you can simply follow us on Twitter. Follow us at CosmicBroadcast1.
Welcome back to the Connection Puzzle Radio Show. If you're just tuning in, I'm your guest host, Suzanne Muller-Hines, for the hour, and I'm a dating and a love life coach, and I get the pleasure of working with singles to help them enjoy the dating process and to be a healthy partner in order to be ready and really attract the love of their life right to them. And for more information on what I do, you can go to my website, which is www.happylivingforever.com, or follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/happylivingforever. So we've been talking about the holidays, you know, what can happen, like overwhelm, and some tools from Maureen McNamara, which was so wonderful to hear, to have the holidays be more light and fun and peaceful with all the demands that come upon us, kind of like quickly, and then all of a sudden the overwhelm happens. So I loved Maureen's tips and advice that she gave us. Again, if you want to connect with Maureen, you can go to www.letgolivenow.com. She is absolutely amazing. And if you're just tuning in, I have a big announcement that you don't want to miss. On January 30th, I'll be interviewing the John Gray, the best-selling author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, live right here. We have the whole hour with him. I'm so excited. I met him in New York City. I was doing a panel discussion with him, and he's phenomenal. He's a genius. And we're going to speak to him about some issues that are plaguing singles these days that we don't even know about. Like one of the things that I saw when I was working with him, when I was single, I loved the beginning stage, the adrenaline rush of like, oh, wow, this is so exciting. But quickly it would fade. And it would fade so fast that then I'd go on to the next one and then the next one. And what I realized in his book that's actually a possible form of ADHD that I wasn't even aware of. So we're going to talk about some of those issues that men and women are dealing with just based in life. And we're going to solve these with John. So I'm really thrilled to have be able to have a long conversation with him. He also has a book out right now called Staying Focused in a Hyper World. For those people that are just kind of dealing with, you know, even as an adult, stress, overwhelm, anxiety. I dealt with that a lot, whether or not it's in kids or teenagers. So really highly recommend that book over the holidays. Let's see. So in this half of the show, we're going to address a topic that I hear a lot from people. Len, I'm asked over and over again, how can I meet a quality person? Where do I meet somebody? And it's a good question. And there's a part of me that loves it. And there's a part of me that hates it. So guess what? We're going to dig into it today. And I'm going to give you the pros and cons of what I would consider the top like 7 to 8 places where you can meet people. And the first place that I would say, you know, to tell everybody the answer to this question is you can meet somebody anywhere. if you really have your eyes and your heart open. But we're going to get into some of the other specifics, okay? Because that's kind of a generic answer, and you guys are probably like, okay, really? But we're going to get into these. So let's see. The other thing I'm going to say as we talk about these 7 to 8 options is that you don't want to do something that your body and your energy doesn't feel good about. For example, many people love online dating and some people hate it. So if you're an online dating hater and you attempt online dating, guess what? It is not going to go well. Do you know those people, Len?
I know a few of those. A few that will, like you said, they swear by it, and then there's other ones that are that won't go near it. For the ones that do indulge in it, it's almost like serial dating. It's never a thing to where it's okay first date then looking forward to the second date. It's literally I have a date lined up 5 days a week and it's always different people and I'm going, okay, where's this going?
It's a little bit of an addiction. Yeah. I know for myself I was a little addicted to it, as I shared earlier. It was like next person, there's so many people. You know what? I won't have a problem finding a date. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about those things because it is for some people, it is not for others, okay? And I want to hear from you out there. I want to hear, as we go through these, if you have a comment about what Maureen shared about tips for the holidays to make it less stressful. And as we're going through these 7 or 8 items about where you can meet quality people, call in with your questions. I want to hear from you. What are you curious about? What are your thoughts about these different places? And as we go through them, I want to hear from you. Be like, wow, I didn't know about that. You know, as I share the pros and the cons and what's great about them and what's not so great. Okay. So let me give you the phone numbers to call in, which is 719-362-8851 or 8852-8853 or 8854. Pick up the phone. We want to hear from you. So now we're going to dive into what are the 7 to 8 different places where you can meet someone special. And if you want to kind of grab a pen and paper, write these things down, that'd be awesome too. Okay. So how many people out there have the busy syndrome? You know, I'm too busy to date. My calendar's too full. Have you heard that one, Lynn?
Oh.
The reality is people are busy.
True.
Okay? But here's my first suggestion. If you're one of those busy people, then the best and easiest way for you to meet people is right in your city. Here's what I mean by that. Do you go to the bank? Do you go to the dry cleaner? Do you go to the coffee shop? If you open your eyes and expand your horizons just a bit, just talk to people where you live, where you go on a day-to-day basis. Chat people up. Say hello. How was your day? You would be so surprised, first of all, how much people crave to talk to people, because people just kind of come in and out because we're so busy. But if you're one of those busy people, look around you in your day-to-day life. Don't worry about online dating. Don't worry about going to singles events. Just look right within where you are. Okay, that would be my first suggestion for those busy syndrome, I don't have time people. You do have time because you have time to go to the bank and to the dry cleaners, wherever you go, okay? Second suggestion, kind of like we were talking about, is online dating. Here's the benefit of online dating. There's a lot of people out there in online dating. There's a lot of different platforms. There's a lot of different sites. I had this male client. He was committed to meeting to somebody. In fact, he was on 4 online dating sites. And first, Len, when I heard this, I was like, oh my God, whoa, wow, that's a lot of work. But his commitment was fantastic. And the minute I worked with him to shift his thought, because he was getting a lot of first dates, he was like the first date wonder.
Right.
And he would hear from these women, oh, I'm still hung up on my ex-girlfriend, I'm not ready for a relationship. Or he wouldn't hear from them at all, and he was getting really frustrated. Mm. Well, after we shifted his thought, he got an email from this woman. Turns out it was her first email that she sent. And now they got married last May. Is that wild or what?
It's just proof positive that you never know.
You never know. Yeah. So we shifted his thoughts so it was more positive. And the great thing about online dating is that there are different platforms. But here's where your energy has to be aligned with online dating. If you hear bad things about Match.com, you're not going to jump on Match.com. If you hear great things about OkCupid from a couple people or you know people have met, try OkCupid. Mm-hmm. If you, there's a new online dating site out there called meetmindful.com, all about mindful people, people that love personal growth and development, maybe do yoga. That's a great site too that I've heard. And it's actually based, it started here in Colorado.
Okay.
Let's see. The thing about online dating, which you have to get good at, is determining and spotting the potential versus not potential.
Right.
Right? So there are people out there that just want to play the field, Len. And then there are people that want a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get good at that. If you ever want any help, I'm your girl, okay? That's the first thing about online dating. It is for people. Some people, it isn't for others. But you have to have a good energy about it. eHarmony might be a good suggestion as well. So I hope you're all writing those down. And if you're like, well, I don't know. Well, go to their website. Do you have a good feeling about it? Read what they say. You know, go read. Maybe they have Yelp or something like that. Go read some comments. Get a good vibe for it. If not, let's look at something else. Here's the third one. Matchmakers. There's some, you know, positive, negative stuff out there about matchmakers. Here's why I like matchmakers. If you don't have a lot of time, but you have a lot of money, matchmaker, right? We have to look at a lot of resources. This is a great service because they will, you'll pay them. You know, a lot of times it's expensive. You can pay up to $3,000 to $10,000 and even upwards of that. However, they will set you up. They'll even set up the date for you and tell each of you, hey, you're meeting at 7 o'clock at this restaurant. So if you're one of those busy people and you have some money, matchmaking might be a great opportunity for you. Usually it's like a year service and you get 12 different matches and then they interview you. They interview somebody else.
Right.
That's kind of a cool service. Mm-hmm. And it depends on how committed you are and what kind of money you have. Here's a fourth suggestion. Go on vacation by yourself or with somebody. I went on vacation one time by myself, and it was in line when I was leaving at United. I met this guy, and I just kind of was like, wow, you have a lot of suitcases.
Yeah, yeah.
And it turns out he kind of was watching all four people's suitcases. Well, 3 weeks later, he found me. Like, we didn't chat then because I thought he had a girlfriend because there was this girl kind of hanging on him. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks later, he found me on Plenty of Fish. No kidding. He's like, are you the girl in line when we were in Hawaii? Right. So anyway, I didn't meet anybody then. However, when I went on Cancun,
there you go.
When I went to Cancun the following time, that's where I met my husband.
Nice.
Because why is vacation great? One, you're relaxed. Mm-hmm. You're away from the hustle bustle of your life. And then three, if you're somebody that's willing to date somebody long distance, it's a great opportunity to meet somebody. I have a former client. She met somebody in Bali. And guess what? They're still dating. We have airplanes. We got trains. Hey. We got cars. You can go see somebody. You know, if I can date somebody from Denver, Colorado back then in Switzerland, come on, y'all.
No excuse. It should work.
So, again, but some people don't like the long distance thing. So if you really do want to meet somebody in your city, meeting somebody on vacation may not be for you. But it could be an option because you can get away, you know, be relaxed and so forth. Here's the fifth suggestion on where you can meet somebody. Singles events and meetups. Have you heard of meetups?
I've heard of meetups, yeah.
I've heard good things about them, too, because mm-hmm. they're casual. You get to go play volleyball. You know, you go hiking with a big group of people, and it's not as kind of in your face.
Right.
You get to interact with people kind of slowly. And isn't Denver one of the largest kind of single population that there is?
Yeah, it's one of the largest ones for meetups. It's actually it's voted one of the best cities for singles. Whereas Colorado Springs is one of the best cities for married couples.
Yeah, and family.
Very weird dynamic, 50 miles from each other.
It's very interesting. Yeah, I lived in the Springs way, way back. But it's true. That's why I moved to Denver.
Right.
I got to meet some single people.
It's not happening here.
Yeah, and it's great. There's different perks about living in the Springs. It's beautiful. And singles events. I think there's a lot of organizations out there that put on singles events, galas, balls, speed dating. So that would be my fifth suggestion. Look on the web for singles events and meetup groups. And, you know, depends on what your activities are. But there are all kinds of events out there. And it's casual.
Especially sporting events. Sporting events or just sports altogether. Come to find out, the group that I was going to just to play volleyball was a singles group.
Oh.
I'm married. I'm like, wow, feel awkward, but you guys play well. Can I keep playing? That's I'm like, yeah,
right,
sure.
You know? Yeah, you never know who you're going to meet. And you might meet a friend.
Yeah, so I start bringing friends and colleagues and, hey, how you doing? Okay, cool. I'm doing my part.
That's
really,
right. You know? That's right. That's cool. Hey, you got to meet so-and-so. Okay, here's the sixth suggestion, which kind of like Len was pointing to, which is do what you love. I find that, and I was doing this too when I was single. I was waiting until I had a partner. Then I would go on vacation. I was waiting to do, you know, this. And then I would, and then once I had a partner, then I would do it. So I think that people are waiting. So a good suggestion would be do what you love now. Because when you're doing what you love now, you're happier, you're sexier, you're more attractive, you're more fulfilled. And if you go out and play volleyball now, guess what? You could meet somebody that also likes to play volleyball.
True.
You don't need everything in common, but you do need a couple key things, don't you think, Len?
Yeah, exactly.
You need some things in common. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. So the key thing is, and I have a chapter in my book called Now, Not Later, because I was waiting so much. Yeah. I was missing life.
Yeah.
So one of the things I did was I went to Hawaii by myself. Mm-hmm. It was the weirdest, strangest thing, but it was so much fun. And I'm like, I like this travel and vacation thing. And Now I travel with my husband almost every month, and we're seeing the world.
Nice.
So my point is, go do what you love now, because you'll meet somebody that loves to do that too. And then you have a great thing in common. Okay, number 7 is talk to your family and friends. And some of you out there might be like, no, I tried that blind date thing before and that was pretty disastrous. But here's why. First of all, people swim with the same kind of people. But you can't tell your friends and family, I'm looking for somebody blonde hair, blue eyes, and breathing, okay?
Yeah.
You have to tell them some specifics. I call it the fulfillment list is kind of the tool that I use. You've got to give them some key things, maybe 3 or 4 things that would fulfill you for a lifetime. Because you can't just like lead them blind. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting in front of somebody and it's going to be disastrous. And then the friends and family are going to feel awkward, like, oh no, I hope this works out. You've got to give them a little bit, okay, in your community, in your network. So that's another option. But if you've had a bad experience with it, don't let that hold you back. Just be a little bit more specific about what you're looking for. And then finally, as I spoke to earlier, the last suggestion is that if you can open your eyes just a little bit more, expand your horizons just a bit, you might be surprised how many people are right there in front of you that are your type. You know, again, go to the bank, go just open your eyes just a little bit more, expand your horizons, because I do think people have a tendency of like just looking in one place, Len.
Or overthinking it, or what I call overlooking it.
Yeah, or the holiday parties coming up, or the New Year's Eve parties. Mm-hmm. That's true. And some people get so fixated on online dating, like that's where it's going to be. It may not.
Or just some other entity, not just online dating, but he or she has to be this. They have to be that. They have to be this. They have to be that. And that's why you end up with so many romantic comedy movies with the girl looking for the perfect guy. Meanwhile, her best friend is the guy that drives a truck and works on a farm, and they can talk about anything, and it's over her head that he's right there. Perfect guy you want is right there. He doesn't look the way you want him to, but he's right there.
That's a good point, because when I met Stefan on vacation, it was at the welcome dinner. We're poolside in Cancun.
Yeah.
He lived in Switzerland. I lived in Denver. I could have just, you know, cut him off completely. Like, what? How can I do it? How can I have a relationship overseas? And we worked it out.
Yeah.
And now I have the coolest life ever.
Not to mention, he's, as of right now, what, about 50 feet down the hall?
He is. He's great. So anyway, if you're looking for some more ideas, I hope that gave you a couple. So let me just go through them real quick, okay, and recap for you. Mm-hmm. Number 1, in your community, as you're doing errands in your life. Number 2, online dating. Consider a couple of online dating sites, a free site or a paid site, but make sure you have good energy around mm-hmm. it. The third one is matchmakers. If you have a lot of money, you've got money to burn, matchmaker could be a good service for you, but really make sure you do your diligence on
it's
that.
It's their job.
It is their job. Like, they put their butt on the line.
Yeah, they do.
They do. I know some matchmakers, and they got good hearts. And you got to be specific with them, too, as well. Go on vacation is the 4th one. The 5th one is singles events or meetups right in your particular area, mm-hmm. especially if you like to date locally.
Yeah.
6th one is do what you love. If you've been waiting to go take that dance class or that pottery class or play volleyball, go do it now. At least do some research on where you can do it, so when the season starts, you're ready. And then the 7th one is really get specific. Tell your friends and your family that you're available, and maybe a few key things as far as what would fulfill you. Not those little tiny picky things, mm-hmm. but, you know, because I know for me, Len, like what would fulfill me is a really clear communicator, somebody that can listen, somebody that does personal growth and develop. Like, I had some, at least preferences that I knew that I really needed as a woman mm-hmm. in order to, let's see, what's the word I can use? Entertain me or fulfill me for a lifetime.
I'm glad you said that word, entertain me. There's not too many women that will be bold enough to say, hey, entertain me. Look, here's your shot.
Yeah, because I do know me. I have a really short attention span. And Stefan entertains me by traveling the world with me.
Right.
And he knows how to plan travel. He knows where to go. And he loves to stay in 4 or 5-star hotels. And and I get entertained.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, and then we get pictures, and we have experiences that we have together. So it's really super cool. And then the last one is anywhere, right? Just open up your eyes just a bit. Mr. Right, Mrs. Right could be in the Starbucks line.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily a thing of location. I know a lot of people were kind of misinterpreting that when you said where to meet quality people, but it's not necessarily the location. The lady in my dreams, I met at a bar. After a bad day of work and losing one of my best friends because she went back to Pittsburgh.
But how did you start to talk? I'm curious, because that's going to be our next topic of conversation, which is how to engage.
I'll be honest. I really wasn't in the talking mood when I walked in. I was like, you know what? I had a bad day. I just want to get a couple beers, listen to some music, and then go home.
Kind of in your zone.
Yeah, and she was in front of me in the line. She turned around. She smiled. She said, hi, how are you? I said, fine. And one part of my brain is going, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't fall. Don't other side said, just do it.
But she said hi. She turned around and said, hi, how are you?
She said hi.
That was the first thing.
And that was different for me because I was so used to trying to get up the nerve to make the first move. And she just turned around, hey, how you doing? I'm like, wow, she just did that.
That's awesome. I love it, right? Because a lot of people, so we're going to engage. I love that you said that because people can get stuck now.
Yeah.
How do I engage? How do I approach? Because a lot of people I know will let the opportunity pass them by. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be like, oh, I was so attracted to him. And then he walked out the door or she walked out the door. And then they're like kicking themselves. Why didn't I say anything?
Because
we can get a little shy or we get a little paralyzed or, oh, my God, I can't say anything. He's really cute or not cute. Who cares? If there's some connection there, because I would imagine your now wife saw something. Like there was some intuition that she had to say, I don't know why. Maybe I'm supposed to make his day because he seems a little bummed out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Whatever the reason is, there is a twinge that we all get that we have to listen to that. So I'm going to give a couple of suggestions. Like when you're in that moment and you see somebody kind of interesting, how do you approach someone to see if there's a possible fit? Because we don't know. We don't know until we say hi.
Right.
How are you? Because I'm sure you didn't really know there was a connection until you started talking.
No. Yeah. We didn't. We had no idea until we actually got into that conversation. It was like, you know what? I don't know what this is because it felt different. That was the thing for me. It felt completely different from anything else I had. It's like, this feels different, but I like it. And my whole thing is, if I'm not dead or I'm not dying, I'm going to try it again. You know?
Yeah, because it feels good.
Let's try it again, you know?
That's a good point. It felt good.
Yeah.
Now, how long did you talk at the bar? I'm curious.
It wasn't really long. It was just that it was that introductory conversation there. And then about an hour or two in, I actually got the nerve to go over there. And two steps into it, two guys came down near her table. I'm like, oh, okay, not my time. Come to find out now hindsight's 2020, it's her brother and her son.
Oh,
you know, and we're all really good, really good as of this
right,
moment.
But
it literally got to the point where it was like a couple of hours in, and finally I was like, you know what? Maybe it's just not going to happen. And then she, as funny as it was, she came over, she leaned on the table, she said, "If I gave you my number, would you call me?" I said, "I'll call you right now. I don't care."
So she made the move.
She
made the move. I love it. I am all about women making the move or whoever, right? Whoever has that gut instinct, make the move because you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
You know, I remember with my husband, I crawled right on his lounge chair. We had dinner. I asked him to walk on the beach and then something said move and I crawled right onto his lounge chair. We made out under the stars for an hour. It was the best move I ever made.
There you go.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about what can you say to people to engage. And like Lynn said, all you have to do is say hello.
Yeah.
That's it. A lot of people will, I don't know what to say after that or what if they're going to say this. Who cares? Just say hello and then see where it goes.
Don't play in your conversation. Just
don't play
talk.
It. That's right. Just say hello and see because the other person will say something back or they won't. But at least you made an effort. That's the biggest thing.
I remember telling one young lady about it, and she said, well, what if I say something stupid? I said, well, you can go either way with that. If you say something stupid and he doesn't respond, trouble. Try something else. But what if he laughs?
What if he laughs?
If he laughs, then okay, relax. Keep talking.
Right. I think saying something stupid is better than not saying anything at all, because
at
least you tried.
Right.
It's people that don't try that you then live with regrets. Gosh, that person, there was something there, and I walked away.
Yeah.
So don't let those opportunities. Here's another way to approach somebody if you don't know what to say. Like, let's say you're looking for directions. You can always ask for directions. Like, if you're in a bar, do you know where the bathroom is? Just ask a question. I know, because, you know, living in Europe, you know, am I in the right train station?
Right.
Or do you know how to get to so-and-so?
Right.
and just see if there's something there. And then the other suggestion is to compliment someone. You know, we can always find something nice to say about somebody because people kind of are a little starving and people crave it. I don't know. I love it. But when I started complimenting somebody, Len, all the time, I became somebody that people love to be around.
Right.
People love to be around, you know, and you got to give an authentic compliment. Don't like give the same compliment to, you know, everybody. That would get weird.
Yeah.
But
almost the same thing with a question or asking directions. Be honest and make it reasonable. Don't be corny. You know, I mean, one of the worst lines I've ever heard. It's funny, but one of the worst lines I've ever heard. Hey, I lost my phone. Can I borrow yours and put my number in it?
Oh, God, that's so corny. That's corny.
And I literally looked at the dude and said, dude, really?
You did not say that.
No, walk, turn 180 degrees and go that way. Just go that way. Ladies are laughing. Hey, how you doing? Hi.
Yeah.
I'm the wingman. I'm the married one.
Whatever. And they can say anything. I remember one time years ago I was in a bar in Colorado. And these guys walked by, and they were in golf shirts. And I'm like, are you guys golfers? Because my dad was a golfer. Are you guys golfers? Yes. Sure enough, boyfriend.
Nice.
Over some simple compliments. So I hope that gives everybody a couple suggestions. One, hello. How are you? Ask for directions. And then also compliment somebody. These are some easy ways to engage with people really, really naturally. And if the conversation takes off, fantastic. If it doesn't, at least you've had a nice, sweet conversation.
Right.
So I hope this gives everybody some new ideas that you can take in, you know, take with you at the end of the year and the beginning of next year. And I'd invite you to connect with me if you haven't done so already at happylivingforever.com. And I send out a lot of weekly articles and tools to be able to find your Mr. and Mrs. Right and also have the relationship last. I'm not about just getting you a relationship. It's about how to have it really be healthy and last.
Mm-hmm.
So we're out of time, Len. It's been so great to be here live in the studio with you.
Good.
So thanks for joining us, everybody, today. I am Suzanne Muller-Hines, the owner of Happy Living Forever. I'll be hosting every month here on the Connection Radio Puzzle. Remember, January 30th, we'll have John Gray here, and I'll have more stories and tips on finding your true love. And it's been great being back here in Denver. I'm off to Puerto Vallarta this Saturday for a week. Yay.
Nice.
80-degree weather. I'm so excited. We're kind of creating it as our little honeymoon. So in the meantime, you can listen back if you missed any of this and you want to listen again. We're going to rerun this particular, what do we call it, replay?
Yeah.
The hour replay. Okay, just after this. And then you can also listen to our archive shows by going to Cosmic Broadcasting website on the tab called Podcast. Or find us on iTunes and Podomatic.com. And if you missed any part of this, we'll be replaying it again. And thanks for listening, everybody. Be your most lovable self. Have a fabulous holiday and a great weekend. We'll be back with you next year.